Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to bless you on tonight, God. Lift you up and give you all the glory, praise, and all the honor, Lord God, as we come before you, Father God, to be in your midst, to be in your presence, God, to give you all the salutations and accolades, Lord God, and exalt you and lift you up, Lord God. Lord, we want to give you just what's due unto you, God, what's required of us, God, what's owed to you, God. Oh, God, our reasonable service, Lord God, give you our best praise and worship, Lord God. And, Lord, we want to tell you on tonight, God, that you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God, and you deserve it all, Lord. God, we owe it all to you, Father God, to give you all that we have, Father God, and hold nothing back, God, because you're the one that gave it all to us anyway, Father God, the very breath within our body that we have right now, God. We want to open up our mouths, God, and lift you up and give you our best praise, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, tonight we'll tell you thank you, Lord God. Tell you that we appreciate you, Father God, for all that you are and all that you do for us, God, because you are the sole source of it all, Lord God. God, you are the one that provides and meets all of our needs, God. You are the one that fills us up when we are empty, God. You are the one, Lord God, that replenishes us, God, when we run low. And we want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for being the one that stabilizes us, grounds us and roots us and anchors us, Lord God, and give us that stability that we need, God, the eyes to see, Father God. Our God, giving us that anchoring, Lord God, that we won't be so easily moved, Father God. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, God, because you're not only the sustainer, God, and give us the stability that we need, God, but you are our keeper, God. And we want to say thank you for being the keeper, God, because we know that we didn't keep ourselves, God. We know, Lord God, that we did not make it this far on our own. It's all because of you. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God, because through it all, Father God, you were there, Lord God. You neither left us nor forsake us, Lord God, but you were there with us through it all, God, through the top trials and the test, Lord God, through the experiences and the challenges, Lord God. We want to say thank you once again, God. We thank you. We thank you that you did not let go, God. Even when we wanted to let go, God, and give up and throw the towel in, God, and let it all, Father God, be swept away, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for holding it together, Father God, even when it started crumbling apart, Father God. We want to say thank you for moving everything, Lord God, that did not belong, God, as you put it all back together, Father God, as you work all things together for our good, as you work it out for us, God, as you work some things out of us, God, that we return back to our proper place in you, which is good, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because there is not one, Lord God, that can compare to you, God. There is not one, Lord God, who is equal to you, Lord. There is not one, Lord God, who can take your place and fill your shoes, Lord. And on this night, Lord God, we just lift you up, God, and give you our gratitude, Father God, not only because you deserve and are worthy of it, Lord God, but we want you to know how much we are grateful and thankful to you, Lord, because we could not have done it on our own, Lord God. Oh, God, we appreciate you, Lord God. And if we don't tell you enough, Father God, when we get into the midst of our challenges, God, and the storms come, Lord God, and all the worries and the cares of this life, Father God, try to come and consume us, Lord God, tonight we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for helping us not give up hope. Thank you on tonight, God, for not allowing ourselves to sink deeper in discouragement and be dismayed. Thank you on tonight, God, for not allowing those fears that arise to overtake us, God. But, Lord God, you give us the victory, God, that we can overcome these things, God, that we can see the strength that you really have on that side of us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because we know, Father God, this is not the time, God, and neither is it the place to give up, God, but it's the time to keep pressing and keep enduring and keep, Father God, activating our faith and allowing the work to work in us, Lord God, that we may be able to progress and be able, Lord God, to mature in you, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for not letting go, God, even when we wanted to let go, God, because you are our hope, God, and you are our strength, and we bless you on tonight, God. Lord, you are our refuge, and you are our hiding place, and we want to say thank you, Lord God. You, Lord God, our ever-present help in our time of need, and we want to say thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, we need you, Lord God, each and every day, Father God, and all the time, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're never too busy for us, God, and you're always one call away. You are such a dependable God, and we appreciate you, God, for being so dependable, God. Oh, God, we thank you for seeing about us, God. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for always not just seeing about us, God, but seeing to our needs, Lord God, because you know everything that we need, God, even though how much of it that we need, God. And we thank you, Father God, for supplying us and everything that we need spiritually as well as naturally, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We want to say thank you for it all, Lord God, because we know it's easy, Lord God, to get in a place of sadness and separating, Father God, and sitting in silence, Lord God, and not open up our mouths, lift up our hands, and praise you, God, when we're going through storms. But we know, Lord God, that's the time for us to praise you. That's the time for us to lift you up. That's the time for us to glorify, Lord, because we know, God, there's a breakthrough coming. We know, Father God, that the end is coming, Lord God, to that season and that thing that we had to have to endure, and the long suffering and the pain, the molding, the shaping, and the breaking, God. We want to say thank you on tonight, God, for the endurance. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for even giving us the mindset, God, to be set to hold on and not let go, God. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because, Lord, in this time, we want you to continue, Lord God, to prepare us that we can receive everything that you're doing in the season to come, God. So on tonight, God, let your people continue to rise up in victory. Let them continue, Lord God, to take a stand, Father God, and stand firm in you, God. God, continue to give us the peace that we need, God, and settle us, Lord God, because we want to be settled in you, God, that we have that assurance that we need, the confidence, God, in knowing, Lord God, you're working it all out for us, God, even if we can't see it, God, that we will not be easily deceived by what we see and don't see, or what we do see, Father God. Oh, Lord God, even what we hear. Oh, God, thank you on tonight, Father God, for perfecting those things in us, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for not only perfecting those things in us that concern us, but what you are concerned about us, God. Lord God, you're so concerned about us, God. And we thank you, Father God, for showing us, God. Thank you on tonight, Father God, because, Lord God, we don't want to miss it, Lord God. We don't want to not be in position, Father God. We don't want to not be ready, Lord God, for what you were doing, Lord God. Now and to come, Lord God, especially when it's time for us, Lord God, to come and take account, Father God. We don't want to not, Father God, be ready, Lord God. So on tonight, may we continue, Lord God, to do the work that's needed, God. Do what's asked and required of us, God, willingly and obedient, Lord God, as we submit ourselves to you, Lord God, and give you our daily, our hourly, our secondly, yes, Lord God. Because we know, Father God, it's a choice for us to choose the day by day, hour by hour, second by second, to say yes, Lord God, and not do things, Lord God, that's contrary to your will and your way, God, but continue, Lord God, to persevere, to stay the course, to continue, Lord God, to walk the path of righteousness, God, or that we may be pleasing in your sight, Lord God. So, God, help us on tonight, Lord God, to choose. Help us on tonight to continue, Father God, to stay the course, God. Help us on tonight, Father God, to keep pressing, oh, God, and give us the strength that we need, Lord God. Oh, God, touch your people on tonight, Father God. You know each and every one of us, God. You know exactly what it is that we need, God, exactly what we lack, God, exactly what needs to be perfecting, what needs to be buffeting, Father God. So whatever it is that you're teaching us, God, whatever it is that you want us to learn, Father God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God. Help us to recognize these things that we can pass the test. Help us on tonight, Father God, to see these things, Lord God, to recognize the vice and tactics of the enemy, God, that we would not give room to enter in, God, and we would not give into the lust of the flesh and the temptations, Lord God. Oh, God, touch us on tonight, Father God, as we continue, Lord God, to endure, and you perfect that patience in us, Lord God, because we need to have that patience. So let patience have a perfect work, God. In the midst of it all, Lord God, may we continue, Lord God, to rejoice in all these things, Lord God, because we know that you're up to something good and something, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on tonight, Lord God. Thank you for your word of love. Thank you for your word of encouragement. Thank you for your word of hope, Father God, and your word of strength. May we continue to meditate on your word day and night, God. Keep it written on tables of our heart and bound about our neck, God. May we continue to keep that word before us, Lord God, that when we go through these things, Father God, that your word will help us, Lord God, to be anchored anchored and stable, Lord God. God, continue to transform us and renew us in our lives, God. Lord God, continue to help us to put off the old man and put on the new man, God. Because we are new creatures in you, Father God. So, Lord God, as you continue to strip away the old and make it new, we want to thank you, God, for making it all new, Father God. We want to say thank you on tonight, God, for restoring us, God. Put us back in our proper place in you, God. Thank you on tonight, God, for completing the work that you have begun in our lives, Lord God. We want to say thank you on tonight, God. We thank you, 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 God. Oh, God, we thank you for loving us so much, God. Thank you on tonight for your grace and your mercy. Thank you on tonight, God, for your forgiveness. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for just being who you are to us and for us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't want to do it without us, Lord God. But you want us to get in and everything, Lord God, that you have in store for us, God. So may we continue, Lord God, to willingly, Lord God, be teachable. May we continue, Lord God, to willingly, Lord God, accept. May we continue, Lord God, to be willingly in your will, Lord God. So on tonight, Father God, if by chance, Lord God, we are out of your will, God. Oh, God, help us to see so that we can get back in place, Lord God. Oh, God, touch us on tonight, Father God. If by chance, Lord God, we're not doing your whole word, Lord God. Oh, God, help us on tonight, God. Because, Lord God, we don't want to err. And neither do we want to cause anybody else to err, God. And we sure know, God, don't want to not be pleasing in your sight, Lord God. So we need you, God. God, touch us on tonight, God. May we not be stubborn, hard-hearted, and stiff-necked, God, and resistant, Father God, to your spirit and your teachings, God, and what you want to give us, Lord God, that we may be able to receive every blessing that you have for us, Lord God. Because you have no respect to persons, God. You want each and every one of us to get just what you have for each and every one of us, God, that you preordained and predestined, Father God, that you intentionally purpose on purpose for each and every one of us, God. So, God, I'm asking that you would touch us on tonight, God. And as you touch us, Lord God, we want to stand in the gap and lift up our family, friends, and loved ones as well, God. Because we know, Lord God, that you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us, Father God, that nobody has to be jealous. Nobody has to covet. Nobody, Father God, has to look at somebody, Father God, and turn up their noses, Lord God, because if each and every one of us does the work, if we do what you asked of us to do, Father God, what's required of us, Lord God, we can receive it, Lord God. So let us not self-sabotage, Father God. Let us not, Father God, hinder, Lord God, our own selves from receiving what you have for us, God, spiritually as well as natural, God, because we know, Lord God, it is us, we ourselves, that hold up the progress, Lord God. So, Lord God, even if by chance we're in your way in any way, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, we step back, move to the side and let you get past so you can have your way, Lord God. And our overthinking, Father God, and our wandering, even in our pondering, Lord God, we put it all down right now, Father God, because we don't even have to know, Lord God, what's coming next, Lord God, because our future is securing you, God. So let us accept, Lord God, and embrace the security and assurance in you, God, knowing, Lord God, that all we have to do is focus on today and follow you, God. So we want to thank you on tonight, God, for the mindset to reset, God, as we begin again, Lord God, because we know that you're working in our lives, God. You're working it out for our good, Father God. You got a plan for us that's good and not of evil, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for allowing us to see the light, God, even when we may feel or think or believe we're in a dark place, God. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for allowing us to even be able to see the sun, even in the storm, Lord God. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father God, because your son did it all just for us, Lord God. When he died and was crucified, God, and when his blood was shed, God, it was all in the work that was done on the cross just for us, God, that we may be here today, God, and have liberty, God, and prosperity on today, Lord God, and look good health, Lord God. God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, because you made the provision for us, Lord God. So let us, Lord God, use the keys that you have given us, because you have given us access to everything that we need. So on tonight, God, touch us, Lord God, that we may be able to enter in, Lord God, and walk through, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this journey, God. We thank you for this journey that you have for each and every one of us, Father God, that you may be glorified, Father God, and that your glory may rest upon us, Lord God. God, I'm asking that you will touch your people on tonight, Lord God, and may their mindset be reset on tonight, Father God. May they choose to want to have a reset on tonight, Lord God, and not stay in the place that they are tonight, Lord God. God, we need your help. We cannot do it on our own, Lord God. So, Lord God, use the heart of acceptance to accept your help tonight, Father God, because we cannot do it on our own, Lord God. God, I ask for tonight as the prayers go forth, and even as we come together, that you consider everything that we bring before you, Lord God, and according to your will, your purpose, and your time to answer these prayers, God. Touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, and even the prayers on the altar box, God, and we ask that you would consider them on tonight, Father God. God, continue to give us the enlightenment, the clarity, and understanding that we need, that we're going to lead to our own understanding, Lord God. God, thank you for meeting us right where we are, Lord God, because you said we're two or three together, you are there, and we thank you that each and every time, God, that you are right there in our midst, God, as we enter into your presence, Lord God, we want to say thank you, God, because when we're in that place, nothing else can dwell there, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to enter into that place, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. God, continue to wipe away the tears and sadness and give your people joy and laughter. Remove the sorrow and sadness, God, and give them rejoicing, Father God. Because we know, Lord God, it's only temporary, Father God. That it's only temporary, Father God. And we just want to bless you, Lord God. God, tonight we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, Lord. We pray and ask these things, Father, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.